Today's Your Daily Bible Verse Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailybible to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
What Cain and Abel Teach Us About the Way Out of Sin. Written by Jennifer Waddle and read by Liz Canoy. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 4:6 through 7. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." Even though I already know the outcome of the story each time I read Genesis 4, I find myself thinking, "Sin is right outside your door, Cain. Hurry, get a broom and sweep it off the porch." But as we know, God's warning went unheeded. Cain proceeded to rise up against his brother and kill him. Cain did not understand that the key to mastering sin means yielding to the Lord's admonition. It's really no different with us, is it? We get a check in our spirit, a warning from God, yet we choose to ignore him. The Lord not only warns us when our sin is right outside the door, he gives us everything we need to rule over it. Here are three ways the Lord provides a way out of sin. 1. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Our temptations are never more than we can bear. Even when they feel overpowering, God always provides the way out. In times of temptation, we can ask the Lord to show us the nearest escape route and count on him to provide it. 2. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Sin feels powerful. Its grip can seem too strong to loosen. However, sin is weak and powerless against the one who lives in us. We have the ultimate source of strength, yet we either try to fight the temptation on our own or we completely ignore the Holy Spirit. Once we declare that God lives in us, nothing can stand against. The way out of sin is yielding to the Spirit. For it's not by our power or might, but by his Spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. 3. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:2. When God questioned Cain about his anger, he knew exactly what Cain's intentions were. The Lord's thought-provoking questions were an attempt to get him to stop and think about his actions. If you read all of Genesis 4, the Bible explains that Cain did not give the first fruits of the land, while Abel offered God the firstborn of his flock. The Lord respected Abel's offering, but Cain's he rejected. Cain was overcome with evil because he refused to do what was good. For us, choosing to do what is right, even when we don't feel like it, will triumph evil every time. So the next time sin is crouching at your door, go ahead and grab that broom, sweep it away before it even stands a chance.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/crosswalk and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.